Institute for Christian Education.
The importance of story. Considering story is a key to interpreting the Bible well. The Bible contains a story. It is a story with a beginning and an end in which the whole of history and all people are heading towards. This story of history is not just a reality for believers, but it is the true story of life, the universe, and everything for everybody. This story has key characters, themes, and plot lines, and when these are acknowledged, it not only makes interpretation more healthy, but much more rich and complete. It is also important to realize that the story of Scripture is actually a story about God and not us. It is a story about God and His creation, God and His people, God and His kingdom, and God and His big picture plan of redemption that culminates in the gospel of the Lord Jesus. God is bringing glory to Himself through the unfolding of this story, and although we are grafted in, it is essentially not about us, but about God. The Bible is a book containing a redemptive love story. It is actually not a book of rules or facts or devotions or guides for life or even religious insights. We begin to interpret the Bible well when we recognize that it is the one true story about God, His people and His kingdom that He has established at the beginning and we will re-establish fully at the culmination of the story when He recreates the world and Jesus fully takes His rightful place as King. Interpreting Scripture through recognizing its big picture story would be similar to eating a lush cake, recognizing that there is a great richness to be found in eating the cooked cake over separate individual uncooked ingredients. The full culminated culinary experience of the cooked cake is far richer than simply sampling a handful of plain flour. We interpret any particular passage from the Bible well when we ask ourselves how the passage fits in the big picture story and how the big picture story speaks back to the passage. We must ask these questions about story before we ask ourselves how the passage is a revelation to us specifically. The questions of what and where must be asked before the how. Number one, what? What does the text mean in its initial context, in the there and then of its place within biblical history, and what was the author's intent? Two, where? Where does it fit in the big picture, unfolding story of Scripture? Only once these first two questions are asked and answered, can we then correctly ask the question of how? Three, how? How do I now respond to this revelation from God now that I have answered the first two questions? Note that the last question is more about how I can respond to this revelation rather than what does it specifically have to say to me. We remember that the Bible is a story about God and not about us directly. If we don't ask these questions in this order, then we run the risk of human-centered interpretation and a fragmented Bible.
National Institute for Christian Education.